Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Kathy Perry. Kathy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Our social media specialist, she's the author of Stepping Stones to Success, KathyPerry.com. If you need someone to help you make some sense of social media for your small business, please contact Kathy. She can help you. Kathy, we've been talking about Facebook. We've been talking about Instagram. Some of our favorite people in the world. And now we're going to talk about Amazon. Now, boy, howdy.
Yes.
It's so interesting to see how the different players. I mean, who would have thought a year ago, not a year ago, maybe 5 years ago, who would have thought 5 years ago that Amazon was going to become trouble for Google, for example?
Absolutely. And who would have thought that they were going to be selling everything else
right.
in addition to books?
They're a marketplace now. They're not just a store, they're a marketplace now.
They're a massive, massive marketplace.
I use it. I go there. I mean I don't, you know what I do? I probably shouldn't do this. I go to Google and look for stuff, and I find one of the first things I see is an Amazon link. I go to Amazon and then look around, so I probably should just go to Amazon first.
Yeah, it's a huge search engine. It is a huge search engine. And, you know, interesting, they are carrying 183 million products. That's pretty amazing. So,
right.
You know, a small business can do some research.
Is that their stuff? Is that 183 million things that they sell or that they connect you to? Does that include what they connect?
They're selling through their marketplace.
Right. So it includes the people they connect you to.
Yeah. It's everything that's going through there.
Can I say something real quick here though? I want to make a point about small businesses here. In the last few weeks, I've gone online looking for something, not knowing where I was going to find it, fully expecting it to be thousands of miles away when I found what I wanted. And because...
Right next door.
one of them was on my way home.
Yes.
Now, here's my point. I found them online. I knew the company. I didn't know they sold what I needed. But because they made themselves available online, I found them in my neighborhood.
Absolutely.
See what I mean? So that's the beauty of this. That's the reason local search is a big deal. That's the point I wanted to make, Kathy, is don't
and
be intimidated by Amazon.
Right. And small businesses can sell products on Amazon.
Yes.
So it's very, very important. But here's a great statistic on the highest volume in their segment is electronics, 25.8 billion dollars, where books is 9 billion. Mm-hmm. So they have, you know, they've shifted away from their core when, you know, they started as the book reseller, mm-hmm. you know, a way to get books, and now you've got electronics right up there, and, you know, it's just amazing.
And they understand what they're doing is they're getting the search, they're getting the transaction, where Google's just getting the search.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're getting the transaction.
And they're building warehouses all over the country. So, buddy, if you think they're not all in on this deal, Amazon.
They are. And grocery, health, and beauty is $5.6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And ties with home, garden, and tools at $5.6 billion. So, you know, when you look at that, those are pretty amazing figures, a breakdown of what sells. And then the next category is apparel, shoes, and jewelry. So I was fascinated when I saw these statistics because, you know, when I think about Amazon, I still think about them as books.
Yep.
And
yep. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Three of the biggest purchases I've made lately, I found through online search, some of them Amazon, and every one of them went to a small business.
Great.
So, folks, I used Amazon to find small businesses. I used Google to find small businesses. And as I said, sometimes they were in my own neighborhood. I didn't even know it. So, folks, this you got to pay attention to this. Kathy, thank you for pointing all this out to us. We always appreciate you and your wisdom. Folks, use her to your advantage. KathyPerry.com. She'll help you. Kathy, come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim. And
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break.
All right.
I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.